Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fans want more. There go the runners. 3-2 pitch. A slow break. The ball misses for ball four. Back-to-back bases loaded. Walks. 7-0 New York. The last time Red Sox pitching walked five batters in an inning. You've got to go back to 2014, a game that was also against the Yankees.
Is that a yay or nay on Workman to the Moon, Milliken?
All the way to the moon.
All the way to the moon.
He's so
hook him
lost.
Up with Elon Musk. Get him a rocket. Send him to the moon.
You know why he's on this team?
See you later. What's that?
You know why he's on this team?
Why is that?
Because they essentially got him for free.
Exactly.
Thank you, Heim.
He's the last bullpen arm.
Thank you, Heim. Again, but every team has bullpen needs. Every single team in contention could add bullpen help. Craig Kimbrel. You want Craig Kimbrel back, Milliken?
Too expensive.
His name keeps coming up.
Yeah, Buster Olney has for some reason not let go of this for weeks, even though multiple executives have told him they don't believe in it. So, no. Craig Kimbrel isn't coming back. And you don't give Matt Barnes the money you just did and then tell him, hey, you got to go back to the eighth inning.
Well, let me tell you something. I read something going back to last week that politically, and I think it was Buster that may have tweeted this, that politically speaking, giving Matt Barnes that money is a way of telling him, hey, if you get moved to the eighth inning, it's no big deal because you're locked up. You know you're getting your money. Your performance here is not going to impact you going out into free agency. That money and doing the deal when they did it was a way of being able to add a closer. That is not Matt Barnes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it fits. It doesn't make much sense when you consider the fact, listen, he was an all-star closer. It's not like he's just been getting by.
Or just let's say adding a closer, someone who's in that defined role with another team.
If it was anybody but Craig Kimbrel, but, you know, people don't understand. Craig Kimbrel is one of the best closers of all time. And, you look at the records, he's on pace to break so many at this point. I love Craig Kimbrel's one of my favorite players. It got me fired from Jordan's Furniture when that news broke. That was the end of my career over there because I was so excited about it.
So what happened at the Jordan's when that went down? He's mentioned this story to us before.
Listen, I saw the news and I couldn't look away from my phone. I lost control. Craig Kimbrel in a Red Sox uniform?
He was on his phone and so Jordan's fired him.
Yeah, I had to wait outside for my mom to pick me up.
Oh, man. Tough. Walk of shame. Were you in the warehouse or something? Where were you?
Enchanted Village.
Oh, you worked in the Enchanted Village? Were you making blueberry muffins or something?
I was actually handling the popcorn.
That's close.
You weren't far.
He was handling he was a popcorn handler in the Enchanted Village, and you were let go for phone usage when the Craig Kimbrel trade happened.
Yeah, they caught me on the cameras, man. Like, what is that?
Did they have facial recognition? Because, you know, that's a big deal these days.
That's not a bad thing to get caught on camera doing in lieu of recent news, right?
Yeah. Fair point.
Better to be worried about arms in the bullpen instead of horses in the stable.
Don't start that up again.
Elliot was walking
around.
I'm not going to. Elliot's
anyway,
walking around the floor. Where's the popcorn?
Let's get to something else from Buster Olney, ESPN, with this like bombshell report. And I know that Aaron Judge has been discussed by people in the media and his future, but now Buster confirms there are executives in the game maybe doing that exact same thing as it relates to Aaron Judge.
The word from other executives, executives of other teams, is the perception of the Yankees 5 days ago was they were definitely going to be buyers. But I can tell you that they are also watching them very closely in the aftermath of this COVID outbreak, because if they do collapse, executives with other teams are wondering Will the Yankees flip and become sellers the way they did in 2016 when they swapped Aroldis Chapman and Andrew Miller? Now, if that happens, the player that executives with other teams are really curious about is Aaron Judge, who, of course, the Yankees have a very big decision that they have to make with him before he becomes a free agent in 2022. Do they invest long-term in him beyond his free agency? They're going to have to make that choice sometime between now and the fall of 2022. That's why folks with other teams are wondering, you know what, if it really goes badly for the Yankees in the next 9 days, would they actually begin to consider making that big move the way they did with Chapman and Miller in 2016?
Wow.
Okay, so that could be a big move by the Yankees to move on from Aaron Judge. Other executives are wondering if the Yankees will in fact part with him. Now, this is not an original thought here. People in the media have written about the possibility. Joel Sherman had a story a few weeks back about how it compares to the Red Sox moving on from Mookie Betts when they moved on from Betts and not wanting to get to free agency and not wanting to pay him. Now the Yankees could consider doing that with Aaron Judge, who is supposed to be the next great big Yankee star. He could get moved. It's a possibility. Wow. Interesting. Hard, difficult times there in Yankee land. Now Judge could get moved. How do you feel about the Giancarlo Stanton contract that the Yankees have on their books now? I wonder if Giancarlo Stanton is going to be the guy who breaks the Yankees' way of doing things. That contract is looking that bad. There's so much time left on that deal. And Stanton, despite his 15 home runs so far this season, just does not look like the same player he once was. He's also now into his 30s. How many years left on that, Tyler? How many years are left on that deal? What's the money remaining on that deal?
For Stanton?
Yeah.
7 years.
Seven more years. Oh, my God.
He's also the last guy they'll ever let play the outfield, too. See how many guys have to get injured before they even consider?
Yeah, but there's... You know, there's word that he is going to make it to the outfield.
Yeah, he has to.
He's got to.
But see, you would say that with like maybe a 35-year-old guy or a 36. He's 31, and he can't play the outfield, and he looks like he does. How?
Oh,
how?
My God. Stanton is owed so much freaking money. $29 million this year, $29 million next year, $32 million annually from 23 to 25, 29 and 26. 25 and 27. And then there's a $25 million club option for 2028. And if they decide, no, we don't want him, they have to cut him a check for $10 million.
Yeah, they got to buy him out.
Holy crap.
Can you imagine if the Red Sox made that deal?
It's a sweet deal.
No, I can't imagine that. Oh, God.
There were a lot of people hoping for it at the time. Clowns.
Oh, that's painful. That is so painful to look at that deal. But he might be the guy. I mean, the Yankees have had all kinds of huge, massive, bloated contracts on their books before. This might be the one where they look at it and say, maybe we shouldn't just buy players all the time. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe that's something we should shy away from. Jack is in Chatham. Hey, Jack. Jack,
hey,
you there?
Yeah,
hey, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, so earlier you were talking about sort of how Fenway's different. One thing that sort of came to mind with that was just they have this deal. It's called Student Nine. So, like, students will get text day of, and this is, like, I think it's high school, but mostly college kids, and they sort of fill the seats that generally would sell for cheap with these young college kids, which, I mean, some do, but the majority aren't even from Boston, so they're just going to, you know, grab a beer, watch a game. So I think that has also contributed, sort of an unsung thing. And I know it's not at a lot of stadiums. They don't have it at Yankee Stadium, where they pack the seats with a younger crowd that doesn't know those old days where you'd see stuff that we saw this last weekend at Yankee Stadium at Fenway.
I feel like that would be the crowd that is most likely to create some havoc there. Mm-hmm. They got in for $9 and they don't care about the game.
Yep.
They're just there to drink beers
or
have a laugh. That seems like the type of kid that threw the baseball at Alex Verdugo. Maybe he was there on a $9 ticket. Earlier, we discussed actors that had been professional athletes in their previous life. I think LeBron might have a little acting in him. Steve in Plymouth on this. What do you got?
Okay, Chuck Connors played for the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1949. and Chicago Cubs in 1951. He also played for the Boston Celtics. And he had a 40-year television career, best known as the Rifleman.
Rifleman, yep.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think someone had mentioned him before. But, all right, Chuck. Chuck Connors. Gwen in Salem. Hi, Gwen, on that same thing.
Hi, I'm here. Bernie Casey played for the Rams, and he's passed away. He would be like well into his 80s by now. But he played for the Rams and went on to have a decent sort of film career. Yeah.
Bernie Casey. He was the principal in Bill and Ted, I think. Right? It looks like that, right, guy? Oh, no, he was in Revenge of the Nerds. And I think, he was in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. He was the principal in that movie.
I have no clue who that is.
I didn't know he played football.
I didn't know he played football either. I do recognize him right away. When you see his face, you'll know who he is.
Oh.
You'll recognize him. All right. Jeff in Portland. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, gentlemen. Now, I saw that grainy photo of the suspect for that poor horse. And what was Patrick Mahomes doing to that poor thing? Anyway, as far as Yankee Stadium, the old one, 30 years ago this month, I was on a ballpark tour, and at the time, the A's were in town, and rumors were swirling about Canseco banging Madonna, and an inflatable sex doll was thrown out onto the field towards Canseco, along with a significant amount of other debris, and there was a massive scrum breaks out in the grandstand in the right field corner, and it was total chaos, but the best part of the entire thing was the following day on WFAN, a Yankee fan calls Mike and the Mad Dog and swore from his personal experience that the melee in the stands was, quote, worse than Vietnam.
See, now, an inflated doll, on the, that's good fun. Like, that's good, clean fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's not throwing a baseball at a guy.
Would you consider the pizza throw in 07 good, clean, fun?
Oh, that was fan-on-fan crime.
Yeah. And yes, I do. That was funny.
Here's the question.
That was malicious.
Would that guy get banned for life now?
Probably.
Because he tossed pizza?
Probably.
Because I bet he would.
Tossed a slice of Papagino's? When you get banned for life?
$14 piece of pizza.
That's expensive pizza, jeez, man.
By the way, people keep tweeting me Terry Crews. Fine, Terry Crews. There's another one, Terry Crews. God, stop tweeting me Terry Crews.
Who are the good ones? Who are the really good ones? Who's the best one? The best one. That's what we want to know.
I already said Shaq and Kazam.
So. Well, if you'd all stop.
Geez. Enough. Enough. Please don't do that. Please don't do that again. 617-779-0985. An update on some football items. We could throw that in the mix, and more of your calls on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
smelled it.
You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Christian, anyone mention Terry Crews to you?
No, I didn't know. Terry Crews, the actor?
Yeah, Terry Crews.
Also played football. I did not realize that.
Yeah, Terry Crews.
Just thought he was a big jack dude.
Well, Terry Crews. Remember okay. That one, all right?
Got it.
That's the running joke now. We've received the Terry Crews name from a lot of people today. All right, a couple of updates in the Patriots realm of things. Let's get to what is being said about the situation with Stephon Gilmore. A couple of guys, a couple of important guys who cover football. One being Mike Reese, the other being Burt Breer. Breer writes today that his belief is Stephon Gilmore's situation remains very uncertain, and part of it is that Gilmore isn't completely out of the woods and coming back from the torn quad he suffered last year. I don't know if he's basing that off of what Gilmore said to Josina Anderson, or he knows that himself. But he writes, a bigger part is where he and the team are contractually with Gilmore going into the final year of his deal. My understanding is there's been no recent progress toward either extending Gilmore or giving him a raise for 2021. But that could change with people coming back off vacation in the coming days. He says, as we explained in last week's mailbag, that this will likely come down to Gilmore either getting a Darius Slay-style extension. Let me stop there. Does anyone here believe he's going to get that here in New England?
I don't think he will.
I don't believe he will. He says, or having achievable incentives added to his deal like Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski near the end of their time in New England. That, to me, seems far more likely.
Mm-hmm.
Very incentive-laden money they could add on. But the bottom line is that the time is coming to get something done. The Patriots knew last September, when they moved $5 million in his contract up a year, that they would be here. Gilmore was never going to play the final year of his deal at $7 million. So this is no surprise to anyone. And failing to get something done and get Gilmore in a good place going into the year would only undermine all the work that Bill Belichick did to overhaul the roster in March and April. He says that's where Gilmore's leverage is. Bottom line, best thing for everyone is to address it soon, and I think the two sides will. Okay, that to me feels like a...
Who said that?
That's Breer.
That was Breer? Okay.
What do you think of it?
Well...
In general.
It sounds like what Reese was saying a month ago, which is that, yeah, this isn't all that bad. It's not contentious. Everything's fine. It's just business, two sides working out a deal. And here we are all these weeks later, and they're not any closer. And you've had Stephon Gilmore mouthing off to Josina Anderson and everybody else about how he wants to get paid in the top 10 list and all that other stuff. And I agree with what Breer was saying in terms of how it undermines everything that Belichick has done this offseason. But I also sort of feel like, you know, there's some bodies in that secondary. It's not like if Gilmore walks away, they have nothing. And I feel like in the past, when a defensive back prices himself out like this, Bill Belichick has never hesitated to just let him go and go with the guys that they have. And they don't have a great, cornerback group, but it's pretty good. You know?
It's like, significantly better with Gilmore on the field.
Totally.
Right.
And their defense is significantly improved if he's out there and they need this defense. They don't have a quarterback. Do I have to keep going back to that? They have to win games with defense at some points this season. They're going to have to.
It's a good point. And if Bill wants to, which I believe he's trying to send the message, I don't want to say to the league, but more so to Tom Brady, and just in general, that, you know, last year was it happened. I'm not proud of it, but I'm here to show that we can still contend. Having Gilmore on the team is much, much better than not having him on the team. You have an easier chance at showing that you're back and that you're a playoff bound team if he's on the team. So I don't know. I hope it happens. But like Christian was saying, I can't get with the whole going through the media to, you know, talk about your situation and to talk about money. I don't like that at all. And that might change the situation.
So Mike Reese writes, can they, in Gilmore's words, find common ground and get it situated? He mentions the precedent, $4.3 million in incentives to Rob Gronkowski, $5 million in incentives to Tom Brady. The team has done this before, and he said precedent can be important for teams in negotiations. And with that in mind, adding easily earned incentives to Gilmore's contract would fall most closely in line with the Patriots' approach of finding common ground. But if Gilmore is shooting for more, he could point to what the team did with Richard Seymour in 2006. He had 1 year to go on his six-year rookie deal, held his ground, landed a four-year, $30 million deal. I would say those situations are not at all similar, by the way. You're talking about a guy coming off a six-year rookie deal. They don't even have those anymore. A six-year rookie deal and Gilmore, who's now in his 30s. No.
I could still see it being handled the same way, though. You know, I could see it ending the same way as it ended with Seymour.
So, which is what?
Give him a little bit more money, right?
Well, they gave him a brand new deal, 4 years, $30 million. They signed him to a new deal. Reese writes, that was an outlier, though, under Bill Belichick. Although Gilmore's agent, Jason Chayet, I don't know how to pronounce his name, I apologize, is certainly familiar with it because he was the agent for receiver Deion Branch during his contract dispute with the team. That one didn't end as well. That one ended with a trade of Deion Branch to Seattle. That's an interesting little nugget that I was not aware of. Deion Branch's agent is now Stephon Gilmore's agent all these years later. So he's been down this road with the Patriots before. Not unfamiliar territory. He says part of what the current day Patriots would be wrestling with is the 2022 cap. The Patriots have nearly $202 million in commitments on next year's cap, and the cap is projected to be about $208 million. So if they're kicking money down into next year's cap on Gilmore, that could impact some things. That's an interesting number to me, period, because what's that mean for next offseason for the Patriots? Something to think about. I feel like Breer is more optimistic than Reese is. Reese seems to think that this thing could go south, and he may not be here. At least that's what I pick up from reading it.
And that's a departure from how Reese was talking a couple weeks ago. You know, it all seemed, and I assume that he's getting it from the team, but it all seemed like, yeah, just a little bump in the road, just a quick little disagreement that we'll fix, and yeah. Now here we are. And I mean, you know, Breer's take on it I don't think is wrong per se, but the fact that Reese's take has evolved the way it has, I don't think is good for the situation.
A couple more of your thoughts. Richie and Everett. Hey, Richie.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, what do you got?
All right, so you're talking about Yankee Stadium and a bunch of scumbags out there treating people bad, throwing balls at people, spitting on Veritek's daughter, which is disgusting. And, you know, we don't have that type of element here in our ballpark. But I can tell you, in our ballpark, if you bring it out in us, we certainly have it. Because I was at a game years back with a bunch of my buddies from Everett. Three or four punks from New York City come walking down the street. They got their Yankee shirts on, unbuttoned, chains flashing around, smoking cigarettes. They whip a cigarette at us, hit one of my friends in the back of the leg, throws it at them. They got this.
Good story. Richie, what year was this?
My face wide open.
Richie,
one shot.
What year was it?
This was about 10 years ago.
Yeah, not bad. 10 years ago. Fighting in the streets 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has changed. A lot has changed within even the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's tough. But they're out there. They are out there for sure. I agree with them. They know how to travel. They know how to come in from, you know, greater Boston and make their way down here. It still exists. Although, why are you
I don't think it does to the same degree anymore. I don't.
Maybe not to the same degree, but enough to make the news. Enough to cause people to have to sit down and talk about a situation that happened at the Red Sox.
And it's good. I'm glad it's not a thing anymore here. I'm glad it's not like that. 617-779-0985. Arcand has your headlines. It's a Monday. There was Tom Brady news over the weekend. Therefore, an obligatory Tom Brady segment for you, Leroy.
I'm over it.
We'll do it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
What do I?
I'm talking about Breer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What about that week four?
Yeah, I mean, he coming back. Like I said, he's done a lot of things for this organization. He coming back, but... And he come back as an opponent, so I'm going to treat him like any opponent.
And let the people know what's going on week four.
The Patriots are welcoming back Tom Brady.
We ain't welcoming him back. We just got to play him. We just got to play him. It ain't going to be no damn ceremony for him when they're like that.
I think they are going to have a ceremony for him.
They might clap for him. They might clap for him. But it's not going to be no, bro, this is our opponent, bro. Y'all know, what?
That's Byron Cowart, who plays for the Patriots, if anyone didn't know that. Yeah, Byron Cowart is upset about the possibility of Tom Brady being honored in his return to Foxborough. I will say this, though. It did get me thinking, what will be the appropriate level of Tom Brady being honored when he comes back to Gillette week four?
Like he there, said, clap.
There has to be some level of acknowledgement.
No.
I just think there's got to be some acknowledgement to get it out of the way. Break that ice, avoid the awkwardness of it, and get it out of the way.
Just give him a nice clap, a good cheer, and move on. I know that's not a popular opinion around here. I'm not with celebrating Tom Brady like he's, you know, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm not with it. It's a game. He's still playing. I think you save that type of celebration for when he's done.
Well, the real celebration will be when he's done.
Yeah, when he's done. But not when, no.
But this will likely be the last game he ever plays at Gillette Stadium.
Got to have a video at least, right?
It's got to be like they do in hockey.
See, I don't know if he needs a video. And I honestly, I would prefer they not do it in-game. I would prefer that whatever it is done prior to the game. Mm. So my suggestion would be that during warm-ups, they did this for Vince Wilfork, by the way. Vince Wilfork was a big fan of Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight. That was his jam, going all the way back to his days at the U.
Mm-hmm.
And so they played that in pregame warmups, and they put the camera on him pregame while the warmups were going on, and they played the song and put him up on the video boards. And he realized it, and the whole crowd cheered for him, and he acknowledged the crowd. They should do that pregame with Brady. One of those things.
I hear you, but I imagine in the boardroom when they're talking about, you know, what they're going to do for Brady, someone's going to sit in there and say, you know, this guy is responsible for all those banners up there. We can't just do this. We got to do something a little bit extra.
Wait, you just said it yourself. He's still playing.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying people drink the Kool-Aid so much.
But I think that those marketing people and those executives need to start thinking more like fans when they do this.
They're not.
Well, then they're stupid.
The thing is, there's probably more fans that think it needs to be a bigger thing than that don't think it should be. It's going to be ridiculous.
How many TB12 Patriots jerseys do you think you're going to see there?
Oh, a million.
Millions of
them. It's going to be a weird day there. So I would say go ahead and play Jay-Z and let Brady be out there in warm-ups.
Right.
And, you know, put him on the screen and that's it. Public service announcement. Brady, he realizes it. He looks up. Maybe he gives you a little wave or something, and it's over, and it's done. And we have Tom Brady back a million times when he's done playing for Tom Brady Day every freaking year if you want. He deserves it, so do it that way. I also think the team is in an awkward spot because he's not here because of the team.
Right.
He's not here because of the franchise. He's not here because of the head coach and because of the owner and because of everybody else involved there.
Mm.
He wanted out.
I agree.
They're in a weird spot, too.
I agree with you.
But they let him leave.
If they do it like that, I'm telling you that the Monday morning, is it a Sunday game?
Sunday game.
Monday morning, phone calls will be coming in talking about how disrespectful the organization was that they didn't show Tom Brady the respect that he was due. I'm with you.
I think there are fraud fans that are going to root for the Bucks that day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Front runner fans that became Patriot fans during their greatness and their run that are going to be rooting for him that day and not the team.
His name's Jim Murray, and he works from 2 to 6 here on these airwaves.
I mean,
is it true he got a Brady Bucks jersey?
Of course.
I think he's got the home away and the alternate.
Yeah. A whole collection of
got the throwback. He's got it all, yeah.
But you've got to understand that, like, Murray's rooting for Brady and rooting for him is about being angry at his team.
Right.
That's different. I think that's different. I think there are people who genuinely don't care as much about the team as they do about Brady. And I don't think that's true of Big Jim. I think he's doing it out of anger because he loves Brady and thinks the team, he's angry at his team about it because he cares about his team, which is really, you know, sort of a different way of arriving at that point. I'm rooting for Brady to stick it to you, Bill, or stick it to the Patriots because I can't believe they let the guy leave. And that's out of, a strange way of getting there, but that's out of passion for the Patriots.
I just looked up what the Colts did for Peyton Manning when he came back.
Yeah.
They ran out onto the field, and they said, please welcome the Denver Broncos and quarterback Peyton Manning, and then they played a video tribute, and then he waved.
Mm.
That's what I said, kind of like hockey.
Pre-game, yeah. It's got to be pre-game.
That works.
So there's that. Also, Buck's White House visit this week. You think Brady's going to show up for that?
No.
I put a hard no on that.
No. Yeah, he doesn't like drama. He's
new
not,
team, though, you know?
No, because then people are going to say, how come you didn't go before? And, you know, no, he's not going to do it. Brady's trying to lay low when it comes to that stuff. All that political stuff, he wants nothing to do with it, and people will turn it into that.
Didn't he skip it last time because his mother was sick? Wasn't that like what he said?
Yes, I believe that's what he said.
That's what he said. So, if, you know, there's no excuse like that this time around, then why wouldn't you go?
Because people are going to say, you didn't go last time. We know your mother was sick. You know that's what's going to happen. People don't care. And they're going to say, you didn't go last time. Why are you going this time? And then here comes the political divide, and he wants nothing to do with it. And I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it myself.
People are going to think the guy with the MAGA hat in the locker is too much of a Biden fan or something?
It's going to happen.
He's kind of caught in between right now.
It's going to happen. People are out of control.
Well, at least he has the option. The Patriots, not near having an option to go to the White House or not. they should focus more on themselves right now. But we'll get back at it. Today's takeaways are on the way. An Olympic item that may be of interest to you. And also, speaking of the Colts and their owner, Jim Irsay, he made a big purchase over the weekend. We're looking forward to having Hardy back in studio tomorrow to talk about it, but we'll tell you what it was next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Com.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right. It's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did,
of all the songs, you chose this one. Like, honestly, what the hell?
Piano is very prominent.
It is? I would have thought, like, Benny and the Jets, you know, Elton slamming on the keys.
No.
Yeah, doesn't Benny start out with just piano playing? Am I wrong? Why don't you cue that one up?
Wrong type of piano, though.
Oh, is that right? Is there different types? I don't know anything about the piano.
I'm kidding.
All right, so Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts over the weekend, tweeted out that he purchased Elton John's piano. He tweeted out 2 days ago, Elton's piano, period, just added to the collection. And if you don't know, Jim Irsay is very big into music and likes to purchase music memorabilia. And so he has purchased, according to him, Elton John's piano, as if Elton John has not probably had 5,000 pianos in his lifetime. He thinks he got the one.
There we go.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I give it. Yep, I'll give it to you. You got this.
Is Jim Irsay in a band?
No, he got the piano that Elton recorded this song with. Then I think you have a piece of memorabilia. Jim Irsay put down $915,000 to buy the piano.
Ridiculous.
Irsay purchased a piano that, according to Elton John, he used on his tours from 1974 through 1993.
You think he has a bunch of pianos like Pete Rose, like with the bats? Like, yeah, this is the bat. I hit my 3,000th.
There's no way. There's just no way that Elton John used the piano, one piano,
right,
for 19 years? You believe that?
No, because I'm a musician, and pianos do last a long time. And they're even better to play.
And it's a Steinway. That's the brand of pianos.
Yep.
But you're telling me that if Elton John didn't want a brand new Steinway once a year, he didn't get it?
No, he wouldn't do that because
it's broken in.
Yes, there you right? go. There you go.
But for 19 years?
Yeah, even better.
I know guitars hold up for many, many moons and have been used way longer than 19 years. But for some guitars, there's a uniqueness to their sound that maybe you can't replicate in another guitar.
That's the same with pianos.
You think it's the same?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Elton signed it. Enjoy this as much as I have. Elton John. Steinway & Sons Model D Grand Piano. $915,000. Mm. 2 years ago, Ursay bought a guitar used by David Gilmour of Pink Floyd for nearly $4 million.
Jeez.
And he bought a piano that belonged to John Lennon for more than $700,000. In 2016, Ursay bought a guitar used by Prince, one of Prince's collection, this looks like a steal, $140,000.
Wow. Wow.
Prince has a lot of instruments. That's what it is.
Must not have been the one with the cymbal on it.
Right.
Couldn't have been that one.
That's a piece right there. That's a piece of art. So, yeah, Jim Ursay bought Elton's piano over the weekend.
Is he in a band, or am I thinking of the owner of the Knicks?
I have no idea. No, that's the Knicks guy. He tours.
Yeah, right. And he plays the harmonica.
Yes.
Yeah. I will say this. On behalf of all Patriots fans, I would like to wish and hope that the piano collapses. I would like to hope that when he goes to tune it, the strings, the tension is so tight that it just folds in and he loses everything. That's all I want to say.
Let's get to today's takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's me.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180. Paige and her team want to congratulate the Awaken 180 clients who have let go of a combined 48,580 pounds so far this year. Today's takeaway is today a takeaway from the show. It's not a horror story. Well, it is, but it's also a horse story from the day. I read this from Norman Miller in the Metro West Daily News. The owner of a Miller Street Horse Center has put out a warning to other horse farms to be on the lookout for a man who had sex with a horse at the facility on Thursday.
Oh, God. We got to be clear. We're not laughing. I mean, God bless the horse. It's so wrong for what happened to the horse.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers go out to the horse. But oh my I'm God. Sorry. This story.
I would have expected this in Kentucky. Not in Norfolk.
Why didn't the horse kick him is what I don't understand.
Exactly.
Maybe the horse was, I don't know.
Maybe the horse was like, finally, oh, man.
And so
lockdown's been tough on everyone.
The picture is, it's something. He's on a step stool, pants on his ankles, and he looks like Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my.
All right, see.
Does he not look like Patrick Mahomes?
He absolutely does.
He has a Patrick Mahomes. Again, this is where facial recognition could come into play.
Do they know if he finished? Come on, these are the questions.
Leave it to Leroy to ask the important questions.
I mean, come on. Everybody's thinking it. Everybody wants to know, so I had to ask.
Is that, and I'm not sure I did want to know that. I'm not sure I was thinking that.
Not at all?
But you were. Your mind went right there.
Let me shut up.
No, please don't.
I don't want to get
the greatest
trouble.
Moment of the day.
Don't cross any lines here.
I don't want to cross any lines.
Oh, man, was that funny when you
prayers
said
prayers for the horse. Did they have the name of the horse?
No, we never did get a name, did we?
Prickly Pete.
Man. It's been real. It's been real today. It's been real. Good laughs. Tears of joy from that story. It's been real.
Oh, the horse.
You know what I never got to ask?
What?
It's too late now, but you and I have never really met. So I didn't know, what can I call you? The full show is gone. Now I'm asking, what can
what
I call you?
What do you mean?
You? Well, I mean, because I hear people say Beetle. I hear people say Bertrand. What can I call you?
Whatever you want.
Man, just tell me what it is.
I'm not picky. You could have used any of those things.
Don't call him Mark, though. That'd be weird.
You could do that.
Don't do that.
You could.
Mark. Who All calls right. you Mark?
I'm not going to get a you know who does?
Your wife?
Like people that are actually my friends.
Ah.
That's what it is.
Oh, that's a low-key jab. I can't like, call you know, Mark.
People that aren't just people I know at work.
I hear you.
Or no. listeners.
All right.
Like the people I actually know. All right, Leroy, see you later.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The 0-1 coming to Hernandez. Ground ball to short. Glaber to field and throw in time. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. Well, Chapman had a good inning. Britton had a fairly good inning. And the kids up from the minor leagues with all the injuries and the COVID problems were terrific. In the bottom of the batting order, and the Yankees have won the ball game by the score of 9-1.
And that's how it ended yesterday, last night in New York. Welcome into Felger and Mass on a Monday. It's a re-entry Monday, and it's presented by our friends at East Boston Savings Bank. Looking to finance a home mortgage or commercial real estate property, or simply looking for a free checking account, visit ebsb.com, East Boston Savings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.